It's time for the Berkshire Edge on Robinhood Radio. And you, of course, go to theberkshireedge.com anytime you want and take a look at all the information they have from South County and beyond. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm even more elated this morning than normal because not only are things looking better here in this country, just got off the Skype with Arjun Singh, and things in India have finally started to calm down, and they've modified their enormous shutdown. So it looks like we're all seeing a little bit of that that freedom ahead of us. So nice news this morning to hear from him on that.
Oh God, where is he?
He's in Jaisalmer, which I always love this. Jaisalmer is just a small town, 600,000 people in India. You know, but it's great when you say a small town, 600,000 people.
Yeah, right.
You know, when you think around here,
it's like Great Barrington.
Right? Well, anyway, so it was nice to hear from him. And we finally got some nice weather back after a dreary Memorial Day weekend weather-wise.
Yes, it was.
Oh, cool. I kept thinking about all the parties and weddings and everything that got rained out.
And the gardeners.
And the gardeners, right.
Pretty amazing. Well, let's go on here and talk about the annual town meeting for Great Barrington.
Yes, which is already late. It's supposed to be the first Monday in May.
Yep.
We usually have it in May, and then we have elections in June, but we had elections in May, and now we're having the town meeting in June.
Right.
And outdoors.
Yes, it was the equivalent of a drive-in movie.
Yeah, it is, and we're hoping that it'll be a nice evening, because last year, it's in the parking. We're holding it instead of in the high school auditorium, which has been the pattern until last year. The town meeting's going to be in the high school parking lot.
It was in the high school.
Yeah, it was last year, and it is again. And the select board erects a kind of platform that they sit on, and everybody drives up in their car and
rolls down their windows.
Right, and there's also a radio station where you can hear the whole thing if you can keep your car running that long.
Well, I was going to say, it's too bad down here the drive-in theater in Armenia hosted a lot of things where they had the wireless car, people put the speakers on the cars, and they set up some video and stuff like that. But hopefully this is the last time a town meeting will have to be held in a parking lot.
Right, right. I hope so.
Well, I think the key thing is that the town meeting is so important. It has to be held one way or another.
Yep.
Yeah, it is our government.
Well, it is the government, actually. Right. Well, it is the government, the town meeting.
That's what we tell people all the time about our form of government, which is a town meeting type, that the selectmen meet, the boards of finance meet, everybody meets, everybody comes up with the ideas, but essentially the decision is made by the town meeting and people in the town.
That's
and appointments are approved, and
I know, it's wonderful. It's very exciting. And, I was the second homeowner before I moved here full time. And I always resented when I was the second homeowner that I couldn't come. I could attend, but I couldn't vote, so I couldn't really participate. And now, since I moved here full time and can participate, I find this very exciting.
It
almost brings tears to my eyes. This is direct democracy.
Well, I was going to say it's probably the purest form of government possible, because in the end, no matter what the people you have elected or the people in the positions put forward, you do have the final vote. And
that
doesn't get any better than that. It just doesn't.
And it always amazes me that not everybody comes. That we have 7,000 people in Great Barrington, and maybe you'll get 400 at the annual meeting. So it's a pity that more people are not participating. This is their opportunity, and you can't grouse if you don't participate.
Well, I was going to say, most people that complain are people that don't go to these meetings,
right,
because
exactly.
they don't understand. They haven't seen how the legislation or whatever piece has developed from the time it was organized and run through the whole system. But, you know, you do have a tongue-in-cheek preview of the town meeting at theberkshireedge.com as well.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, the tongue-in-cheek is we have an amusing writer who goes under the pen name of Heebie-Jeebie.
Great Barrington.
Meaning Great Barrington. And although some journalistic purists would say, how can you run somebody who's, not with their real name? I think in this case, you know, Mark Twain used to write for the Hartford Courant, so I think we're okay.
I was going to say, to people that have a problem with that, I'd say, there's more important things to worry about.
Right.
There really is.
And Heebie-Jeebie, you know, has a list of things that she guarantees will happen at the town meeting. And, you know, the crowd will boo a speaker for exceeding the time limit and demand it's time to vote on the issue. You'll mumble out loud when you see that guy intends to speak again.
Right.
Someone will demand to know when the bridges are going to be fixed. The moderator will knock the gavel loudly and chastise the crowd when it erupts in applause and cheering. I mean, it goes on. Second homeowners and tourists will be blamed for something. Somebody will lambast the select board for allowing too many dispensaries to open in the town. You know, so it's a wonderful list, and it's absolutely true.
Yep, but it's tongue in cheek, and the writer is a wonderful witty woman.
Right,
Lizzie Gray Barrington.
Right, right.
All right, so we'll move on from there. Now, June is LGBTQ Pride Month, and there's activities going on.
Yes, there is. And we have, I'm pulling this up here. She's written Hannah Vensicle has written about events that will be going on in Berkshire's to celebrate I always mix up the acronym LGBTQ Pride, which is to commemorate the Stonewall riots in the United States. But in any case, we have there's a local author, a Reverend Erica Allison, who has a new book out about this, and. She is leading the number of events that will be held in celebration of, and we have an interview with her.
And she's a very interesting woman.
Yes, she is.
She's a newly ordained interfaith minister, and she has a book called "Gay the Pride Away," or "Gay the Prey Away," which is an odd title, but it's a play on words because. The phrase that people use in conversion therapy is pray the gay away. In other words, if you pray enough, you can pray yourself out of being gay. And so she is offering a new approach. You know, she says that religion, and all these people who participate in LGBT conversion therapy, and it's mostly religion saying that if you pray enough, God will make you not gay. she's trying to find. She doesn't want people to leave religion. She feels that religion can accommodate gay people too, and so she is. You know, she is struggling to find and teach a form of religion that will be accepting of gay people who, obviously can't just pray to be somebody different from what they naturally are.
They can pray to have people accept who they are. That's
exactly.
I mean that
right.
To me is. But you know we have so many churches around here that openly invite gay people into the congregations and deal with the situation of being gay in a totally different way than you see reported nationally in the media.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we live in a corner of the world where people are open-minded, but, you know, I mean, this
well,
gay...
Well, some, a lot are.
A lot are, right.
They're
reflected in these churches that Marshall's talking about, but, you know, this conversion therapy is a big deal.
Yeah.
And children are sent to the religious community to be talked out of or prayed out of being gay. So this is an interesting book, Healing Your Life, Love and Relationship from the Harms of LGBT Conversion Therapy is what she writes about.
You know, and it's such an interesting topic because there couldn't be a worse time than to attack or try to affect a psyche of a human being when they're young and they're developing and they're building confidence in themselves.
Yes, right. And they're taught, you know, I mean, look, I think we should know by now that people are not choosing to be different. I mean, you know, what kid wants to be different? But if they have no choice, then we should do everything possible to make them comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people think they think of gay conversion therapy, and they look at movies and they don't understand it is something that's real and it is something that is happening in a lot of places.
Oh yeah, with the therapy or the gayness, both.
Well, the therapy. I mean, I think people tend to look at it as a problem that okay is no longer it's not. It's still in a lot of quarters. An accepted therapy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It is. That's right. And they're not fooling around either. You know, but that's true. There is this.
And there have been movies about it.
Yeah.
About, you know, there was a movie a few years ago about a family that, you know, sent their son to conversion therapy, and what it did to him.
Didn't turn out well.
No, it didn't turn out well.
Well, you know, I got a press release last week or the week before from the Berkshire Museum how they're opening up. And your next story that we'll talk about is not about a museum, but it's in your magazine, and that is a feature on where you can see art in Berkshires and the outdoor art as well.
Yes. Well, I should say that our print magazine is now on the stands. We publish a gorgeous seasonal guide, which is all about places to go and things to do, and it's called Berkshire's Calendar Magazine. And last year, when we couldn't put out the hard copies for obvious reasons, we took the magazine online. And now we have both. I mean, we have the articles online, and we also have this gorgeous magazine, which is now in distribution for free all over the Berkshires and into Litchfield County. So it's being delivered to high-traffic locations. And so we have, I mean, David put on our list today some of the articles from the magazine. And the first one we wanted to talk about is an article called "The Art in Public Places," and we have a whole list of all the places in the Berkshires and beyond where you can see art in public places. And you know, this is mostly sculpture. There are a great number of outdoor sculpture parks and outdoor sculpture exhibits around the Berkshires that are just delightful for the summer, and they're really wonderful sculpture parks like the Turn Park Art Space in
West Stockbridge,
which was started by a private couple, who they were actually Russian, and they had a fabulous art collection, and they were looking for a place outside of Russia to house it and invite the public to see it, and they found a place on all roads but Moscow Road in West Stockbridge, and they've started this wonderful art park in an old quarry, and they have a marble amphitheater that they've built there, and there is Art Omai in Ghent, New York. There are a couple of artists in the Berkshires, one in Hillsdale, and one, maybe they're both in Hillsdale, that you can find, that have, they've started their own outdoor sculpture parks where they show their own and other sculpture. The Mount has an outdoor exhibition this year. The Norman Rockwell Museum has outdoor sculptures, and they're really, if you don't want to go inside, there are about 40 places where you can see art outside, and we have a whole list of them and their hours of operation and what you can see there and who runs them. So it's a very comprehensive list, and of course in the online version we have live links to every one of them so you can find out more information. In the magazine we have the list, which you can keep, forever and for your guests. So, and so that's one of the articles from the magazine. We have another one David put on our list called Berkshire Reads, where this is the second time we've done this. We have made a list, or we introduce our readers to, this time, five local Berkshire writers and the wonderful books that they write and or illustrate. And so that's a nice reflection of the quality of creativity that you can find in the Berkshires, and specifically here in books by Berkshireites. And it's a great variety. We have a novel. We have an illustrator who's done a wonderful children's book. We have short stories, we have memoirs, we have poetry. So there's a great selection of books from Berkshire writers. And another article, which David didn't put on, from the magazine, is we always have a day trip in case you want to get out of the Berkshires. I don't know why. but we have one, a day trip to Shelburne Falls, which is a charming and quirky town, which I knew nothing about until one of our writers discovered it for us. And it's really a wonderful town, and well worth the visit, with all kinds of interesting restaurants and interesting shops and interesting art galleries and an interesting history. So that's another selection, online and from our print magazine. So quite a bit, important resources. Plus we have a list of all the farmers markets, what their hours of operation are, what days they operate, and what they specialize in. So it's the magazine is very full, and the online version is as well.
All right, your next article, I'll preface it by saying Sharon, Connecticut returned and had a Memorial Day parade, and they even changed it at the last minute where they moved it. They were going to have it in the morning, but they changed it to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And over in Millerton, New York, the VFW there did Memorial Day ceremonies, as did the combined VFWs from Dover Plains and Amenia. And in Falls Village, they had a brief ceremony in Cornwall. It was just nice to see people get out to something like this. It once again, it just makes you feel much more confident about the coming summer and what we can all do. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing that you've write down here about what happened in West Stockbridge.
Right. This is our new reporter, Jacob Robbins, who is covering. By the way, I don't know. Did we introduce him last week?
No.
Well, we have a new reporter, Jacob Robbins, who is covering. He's our man on Route 102. So he is covering the towns. He's covering West Stockbridge, Stockbridge, Lee, and, of course, any place else that we can send him that he has signed. But he is primarily going to be covering those three towns, which we felt we were not, you know, we were not covering sufficiently. And so we're really delighted. And Jacob is a he's a West Stockbridge native. He grew up here. He used to intern for us when he was at Monument Mountain High School. Then he went off to college, and now he's graduated, and he came back, and he called us up, and he said, I want to work for the Edge. So, and we had just been thinking we needed somebody, and here he was. So we're delighted that we have a new reporter, and we're covering, you know, doing a better job of covering these towns.
What?
So this is a story about the West Stockbridge Parade. Great Barrington canceled it. So did Stockbridge, but West Stockbridge valiantly maintained its tradition.
And Pittsfield didn't have their parade this year, but at least they did some sort of recognition of it. Hopefully that parade, which is known across the country, is hopefully that is back next year.
Right.
Well, Pittsfield also has a 4th of July parade, which is...
Which, you know, that's internationally known.
Yes, it's quite extravagant.
But you know, it's you know, all this points, and I don't know about you, but for a year now, I've been sitting there, and I have a folder that is for upcoming events, and it's been empty for 1 year. Now it's not empty. I have right now to run through the end of July about 30 different events in it, and it's just good to see people starting to plan things and go out again.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is, and you know, the it's still very confusing because I know, like, the Jacob's Pillow tickets went on sale yesterday, and you know, they have very few tickets actually because they're doing everything outdoors and spacing things apart. The same is true of Tanglewood, and we understand that Tanglewood is really you know, got sold out almost immediately. Although I suspect as the point I was making is that these poor cultural organizations are really caught between the old rules and the new rules. You know, they developed an approach to performance that was really based on what were the rules in March or April. And now as things are opening up, you know, they're kind of stuck trying to conform to what was required several months ago, and now the rules have relaxed, but they haven't been able to convert yet.
Well, it takes months and months and months to plan a season and book acts and so on. So.
Right. So I know, you know, that I mean, I went to a reception on Friday night, and nobody was wearing masks, and I have to tell you that I felt uncomfortable.
Well, it's going to take a while for everybody to get into the swing of it, but we're heading in the right direction, and you know what? It's going to be nice for us to feature in on our radio station and in your magazine and in the BerkshireEdge.com stories about upcoming events. It's just going to be nice to get back to normal.
Right. Yes, I hope we will.
Well, I hope there is a normal. Yes,
well,
a new normal.
But at least it's going to be something different than it has been. Well, we are out of time. Once again, you can find these fine folks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at theberkshireedge.com, and also right here on a Wednesday morning on Robin Hood Radio. Guys, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
That is the Berkshire Edge on air here on Robin Hood Radio. Again, you can find them at theberkshireedge.com.